A title forms in golden white metallic letters underwater. Disney, Under the Sea, a Descendants short story. Nighttime, seen from a distance, a dark cloud hangs over the Isle of the Lost. Sporting her vibrant purple hair, Mal strides through the dense forest in a dark leather outfit. Her thin metal chain hangs around her waist. She arrives on the beach, where red-haired Dizzy greets her in a colorful floral dress with denim overalls.
Mal! What are you doing way out here?
Dizzy, it was so strange. I was just...
In a flashback.
Walking in the woods, and I came across this...
Mal glances behind her.
This glowing orb...
The orb glows bright.
...thing, and... It was talking to me.
Mal jumps back from it.
And it was whispering my name. And what was stranger was it sounded exactly like...
Dad?
Dizzy watches as Mal lowers her eyes and glances over her shoulder.
I don't know. Couldn't be that. That would be impossible, so...
Wait, why are you out here?
I'm looking for you. Remember, we were supposed to meet up at Curl Up and Die hours ago.
Oh, shoot.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm just excited to...
Dizzy freezes up.
Dizzy? Are you okay?
Mal waves and snaps her fingers.
Of course I'm okay.
Okay.
There's just so much... glam to add in so little time.
Starting with these nails.
Okay, just because they're called cuticles does not mean they're cute.
Hey.
A necklace glows under Dizzy's overalls.
Dizzy, why are you glowing?
Glowing?
This is Uma's necklace.
Dizzy, why are you wearing Uma's necklace?
What are you talking about?
Dizzy looks down at Uma's glowing necklace. She raises her head, an evil smile on her face. Uma speaks through Dizzy.
I wouldn't say that Dizzy's wearing my necklace. It's more like my necklace is wearing Dizzy.
Uma, your fight is with me, no one else, and she's a child! This is so low, even for you.
Oh, I can go lower, princess.
Dizzy takes off her thick glasses and tosses them onto the sand. She stomps on them.
Oops. Just you wait.
Wow. Okay. So then where are your slimy little eels here to ruin your evil plans, huh? Shouldn't they be showing up sometime soon? Or do I actually have something to be afraid of for once in my life?
Gil and Hook arrive.
Oh. You should definitely be afraid. You never seem to learn your lesson, do you, Mal?
They flank Dizzy.
You're not welcome on the isle anymore.
Really? What are you gonna do about it, pal? Mr. Coat Hanger?
His name is Harry. Oh, I get it. It kind of looks like a... It's pretty funny, Mal.
Shut up.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
You know, you're not as strong as you think you are, Mal.
Emma's gonna have the last laugh. I wouldn't want to be you right now, Mal.
Mal backs up as they advance.
I wouldn't want to be her ever.
What makes you think this is going to be any different than every other time that I've beaten you, huh?
Those were measly little battles. There's a war coming, and in this war, I will be triumphant. I'll have everything. The Isle, Auradon, and you, Princess? I'm coming for you, Mal.
Mal smiles defiantly at the trio. Hook draws his sword. Bright light glows around their necks.
Oh, yeah? Not if I come for you first.
Now standing on the dock, Mal swiftly turns toward the water. Seen in slow motion, she runs toward the edge of the dock, then jumps off and into the dark water below. Reaching the bottom of the sea, Mal looks around as water and light swirl around her. The swirl of water dissipates. Mal swims, then she sings.
Think doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stands a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just be myself tonight. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stands a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
Thanks to you, I got a new thing started. Thanks to you, I'm not so broken hearted. Thanks to you, I'm finally thinking about me. You know it'd be it, the day you left was just my beginning. In the end.
Illuminated by spotlights, Uma and her pirates perform a choreographed dance on the waterlogged deck of her sunken ship, The Lost Revenge. Water splashes off the deck near the pirates as they dance. Mal opens a wooden door, then swims out.
You? Strong enough? In your dreams. Oh, Mal.
Mal? Mal! Oh, Mal!
On the aisle.
Dizzy?
Yeah, who else would it be? Are you okay?
It was the strangest thing. I was walking through the woods and I came across this, like, glowing orb thing, and you were Uma, or you were speaking with Uma's voice. You had Uma's voice, and then I was underwater, but I could swim.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't go back over the bridge just yet. I could give you a makeover. I'm sure it'll make you feel better. Besides, you definitely want to look your best tomorrow.
Mal reaches for a ring on Dizzy's finger.
You like? Here, take it. Actually, no. I think it might clash with tomorrow's outfit.
They look around. Mal looks uneasy.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Dizzy, I think we might want to get out of here. There's a danger coming, and I can feel it.
They shift on their feet.
I think it might be headed for Auradon.
They pass Uma's necklace in the sand, heading for the forest.
That's right, Val. Danger is coming for you. And you better keep your eyes open, because this time, you'll never see where it's coming from. You poor unfortunate soul.
The necklace glows bright. The title appears. Credits. Audio description created by AudioVault.